You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
And joining us now for an update on the latest on the manhunt in the Boston area is Ibi Caputo, reporter at WGBH. She's been on the ground both in Watertown and Cambridge since very early this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Where are you now?
So right now I'm actually a block from where I live, which is actually also where it's part of the cordoned off area on Norfolk Street. It's, you know, in the middle of Cambridge. It's a very popular area and very unexpected place to find out that these two bombers were living.
And you're on the street.
I'm on the street. There's, you know, a lot of the people around this area, including, you know, my landlady and my neighbors in my apartment, were evacuated from the house, and no one can get past about a two-block radius from there, from where the police are. You know, all day we've seen cops coming in here, SWAT team, it looked like Army, FBI. At times there were 10 vans coming in at a time filled with what looks like Army or maybe a SWAT team. So it's been pretty intense. The area where they're supposed to be setting off an explosive device is actually right here. And a little bit earlier, one of the cops told the crowd, because, you know, there's a lot of locals around here along with the media, that we should cover our ears. We didn't hear anything over here, but I did hear another reporter say he was in a different area, that he did hear like a boom. But I cannot confirm that. I did not hear anything, but I was told to cover my ears.
Because there are concerns about places being booby-trapped?
You know, I don't really know. All I know is that we were alerted that they were going to be setting off an explosive device, and they were going to do it safely, as in the police or the FBI. But that's pretty much, you know, what we know around here. I also just spoke with a mechanic who apparently he says that he worked on the brother's car. It was a white Mercedes sedan, and that the guy had dropped it off. One of the brothers, I think the younger brother, he said, had dropped it off. And then on Tuesday came in all agitated and said he needed the car right away. So this mechanic has been talking to reporters. He says he feels guilty because he wishes he had known that this was, you know, the perpetrator on Monday.
Haven't the media been told not to compromise officer safety by broadcasting locations being searched? How are you approaching what's going on? Do you have to be very circumspect?
You know, I mean, I live here, so I haven't been told that, and perhaps I should have, but there's a ton of media all around, and it's pretty widely known around here that there's, you know, a huge police presence and media, you know, at the Norfolk Street area on Cambridge Street. And then in addition, you know, all of Cambridge, which is right outside of Boston, Watertown, surrounding areas, they're all on lockdown. So pretty much if you are home, you're supposed to stay home.
And you're out on the street. Has anybody said to you, go home?
No, they haven't. Although we had to help my neighbor get his son out of the house because his son, I think, was too afraid to come out of the house. And, you know, a police officer went to escort the son out of the house so that they could leave the area. But, you know, right now, this morning I woke up as a reporter and went to Watertown to report. And then by the time I got back to where I live, it was cordoned off.
Have you spoken with any of the residents of Watertown who've had their homes searched?
I have not at this point.
So,
but I was pretty much at I was there when the governor was speaking and when he was telling people via the media, you know, to stay inside.
It's being assumed, I guess, that the perpetrator, the one who's the brother who's still alive, didn't have any great plans for an escape route. Perhaps he didn't think that they would figure out who he was. But so that's why they're thinking that he might be hiding in somebody's basement?
You know, I just hope it's not my basement. I don't know where he is, but they have this area, and I know they have Watertown, you know, really well policed. This morning in Watertown, there were so many cops. The policemen had basically taken over the MBTA buses. The T is our transit system, and there were entire buses filled with police officers. and filled with officers. They were getting off at the staging area in Watertown at the Arsenal Mall, and then you'd see a new bus, or maybe it was the same bus, getting back on and going out someplace into the area.
And so nobody has any idea where this guy might be right now. I would assume there would be a sighting somewhere down the line, but perhaps he is well hidden.
Well, you know, the thing is, when we all saw the pictures, I mean, we were stunned because he looks like anybody. This is a college town, all of Boston, all of Cambridge. You know, there's so many colleges here. There's so many university students walking around, graduate students. You would never think, and I think that's what's really scary for people, that you would never think that this guy who, you know, when you look at the pictures of the two guys walking with their backpacks along the marathon, they look like the people in front of them and behind them. Mm-hmm. And no one would have known. I have colleagues who were there reporting on the marathon, and they said they were standing in that exact same spot. And if they had seen those guys, they wouldn't have even, it wouldn't have even registered.
Ibi, thank you so much for talking with us. Ibi Caputo is a reporter at WGBH.
And
thank you. She lives very close to where the perpetrators live.